The space between thought, page 224, 5310, which we discussed at our recently concluded Cameron Highland retreat, when you think continuously, until you have no space between thought. Most people are like that. They cannot stop thinking. Hence, there is no more clarity of mind to be aware, because you are so preoccupied with the thought. And this space between thought, which is very important, is not there. Between two thought, the first thought and the second thought, there is this space in between. When you have this space, you can then realize that this space is silent, peace, and tranquility, leading to stillness. That moment of space is actually your true awareness, your true mind. But most people cannot detect it on, because you are not aware. When you are without thought, this is what you will experience. The space between thought can only be realized by the true cultivator of the way. Understand not? After you have stabilized your awareness nature. And they are so different because this is heedful living. And most of the time, you are constantly aware and ever mindful. So this is the part. If you cannot understand, because you never meditate until the mind is so quiet and so still, then you can never understand what sati is. So this is very clear, right? For sati can only be understood when you have realized it. The moment the form and mind realize it, as I always say, it will know what sati is. No need any words or explanation. So the space between thought is very important. Reason why J. Krishnamurti say, awareness on the other hand is not self-induced, nor is it the outcome of practice. Practice, you know who practice? The thought practice. Practice is rigid, understand not? Practice is called mechanical. Because you repeat the thing. You keep on repeating that practice, understand not? So he say, practice thou the mind. Understand not? Yeah. Then the other thing that he always say is, awareness on the other hand is not self-induced. Means you don't go and induce it through what? Through jhana. Through thought-based meditation. Means you use energy field to create that space. Means you kill everything into one point. Then this thought cannot move, Anasana. Then you say, I don't have any thought. Who is telling you there is no thought? The thought. So no thought is a thought, Anasana. So that thing, people cannot see. That's why he said, it's not induced, understand the word? Self-induced. Means not a conditioned state that you will induce it one. That's why all this one-pointedness, focus, attention, absorption, whatever you do, is focus, attention, and self-induced type of peace and calm. And it's not the real thing. Even the fourth jhana, where all the other jhanic factor no more, except ekagata, one-pointedness, is the same. The other thing that you have to understand is space between thought is, do you know why under the Avijja Sutta, the step four is, yoniso manasikara. Yoniso manasikara is wisdom at the moment of sense experience, isn't it? After you develop the first turning, second turning, and sometimes third turning wisdom. So you have this wisdom at the moment of sense experience. So this one I explained before. What happened is, at every moment of attention, sorry, I have to write here, yoniso manasikara. So this one is wisdom at the moment of sense. At every moment of sense experience, if this one not there, it cannot come out and prompt you, true or not? Then you will continue to think, correct or not? But when it prompts you, means the mind doesn't stir anymore, doesn't react anymore. The thinking is not being conditioned into reaction of mind or emotion or fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow or lamentation anymore. Means what? When this one spontaneously come out to prompt you, immediately the thinking stop. Understand? Because you can accept the reality of the moment already. Sabbe sankhara anicchang. The characteristic is dependent, originating, impermanent. Then why you go and kepo and want to comment and say so many things? One thing is your way. So this is the one that creates the space. Understand? Every time there is yoniso manasikara, the space is there. Understand? You just, the mind stay there. It doesn't stir, doesn't react. That's why memory doesn't come in. But initially, this yoniso manasikara, when your wisdom is not penetrative and stable, it can only stop it for a while. Understand? After that, it starts again. Understand? Then another sense basis, pop, start again. But if you have the stable, complete yoniso manasikara, means every situation also you can deal, where you have penetrated through the third turning or what, or past life you cultivate, you listen like Hui Ning, pop, understand. Then, stable. At that one, this one, every time arise, and every moment of sense experience, that's why the enlightened one, this one is very stable. And when you have this, what is the next step in Avijja Sutta? Huh? After yoniso manasikara. Sati sampajana, understand not? Means not only your sati becomes stable, you can also have clear comprehension of what you are doing with that sati, understand not? That's why after that, your daily mindfulness stable. Without this, step 4, step 5 cannot come about. Step 5 is satipatthana, no? Means you already beyond the first stage of sainthood and second stage of sainthood. No? That's why you go in, develop the daily mindfulness, and that is under kayanupassana, no? You remember? After anapanasati, or whatever mindfulness you develop mindfulness of the four posture. Then mindfulness and clear comprehension of every action, every moment in the present moment. Means every moment of sense experience, you are aware with clear comprehension. That's why you become different. Then the space between thought, like always there. But throughout the day, you're aware, very stable. That's why I hinted to you, not until your daily mindfulness come about, the real meditation hasn't started. Now you understand. Because the initial wisdom is first turning, second turning on. Most of the time. Bhavana hasn't come in yet. Not penetrating. But enough. That's why I use the word initial wisdom. Yoniso manasikara actually wisdom at the moment of sense experience. And this is the one that creates space. Now you understand. That's why Krishnamurti talked about space within thought.